Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Lifestyle Apartment Broadcast. How's everyone doing? How is everyone doing? What's going on at the Cats? Welcome to the Lifestyle Apartment Broadcast. This is your boy, your friend, your brother, your cousin, your nephew, your uncle, your next door neighbor, wardrobe and lifestylist, Arsala Louison. We're back by popular demand for another season of Authentic Talk, or what I like to call Authentic Turn Up, right? So we're live and direct from the city that never sleeps, the concrete jungle of New York City and the borough that is the most thorough, Brooklyn. All right. So this season we're coming to you every Monday night at 8 p.m. for 5 weeks, and we're discussing the topic navigating your life. So this is for everyone out there who's ever felt lost and like they can't find themselves or they can't find their way. So we're going to share some points and some testimonials and have some conversations that we believe will be a source of navigation for your life's journey. Okay, so we're going to have a really, really, really good time, all right? So I've got a really important announcement to make. Are y'all ready? Okay, I hope y'all are ready for this. So I'd like to introduce
my co-host, y'all.
I'd like to introduce my co-host. And not only...
hold on one second. I'm getting a little bit of... Hold on one second.
Hold on.
This is live radio. This is live radio, so you're going to get feedback. This is live radio. So I'd like to introduce my co-host, y'all. Now, not only is she my co-host for the broadcast, but she is or has been for the past 6 years the co-host of my entire life. She is my left brain. She helps me navigate. She's the executive administrator of my businesses. Heads all of my operations. She's my first employee. She's a boss. She's the next queen of media. She's a poet. She's a writer. In the words of Maya Angelou, and I know she would appreciate this, she's a phenomenal woman. She's a phenomenal woman. You can, yeah, she's a phenomenal woman.
But I really want to say that
she's exponentially blessed. My life, and I'm blessed because she's a part of my team.
And her name is
the one and only Jessica Danielle Powell, also known as Extra Noir.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
It's so great to have you on the broadcast, especially because you are my co-host. So I feel so blessed to have you. So blessed to have you here today, Jessica. How you doing?
Yo, I'm doing great. I'm really excited to be here, like super excited, like if y'all could see my face, like my cheeks are thin underneath my eyes. If anybody knows, Jessica's cheeks are really chubby, so like my eyes hurt, my face hurts. Yes, I'm really excited to be here with our stylist, talking about this really great topic that is so relevant to... This is, I didn't think about this, but where we are. I'm really excited for those of y'all who are going to be joining us on this journey. I can't wait to get into all of this stuff tonight. Like, it's going to be great.
Yeah. We are going to have an amazing time. I'm very fortunate to have her on the broadcast with me because for the past 6 years she has been literally my partner in crime, behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. So everything that has to do with our style of life and Authentic Cat Nation and Creative Soul and Design Destiny Brands, overall, Jessica has been a very intricate part of it. And she has been, for every season, I think she's been a guest on the show. So I said, I think it's definitely time that Jessica comes on as the co-host. It only makes sense for her to jump on as the co-host. And, obviously, it won't only be me talking because I'm like, I was talking to her and I said, well, I'm tired of my voice being the only voice that everyone hears. So I think it makes sense to have someone else so it's not a monotony, and I'm not trying to make it a monotony. I'm so excited to have her on board. She's definitely an authentic cat. And we're going to have a really good time. We're going to have a really good time, all right? So go tell your wife, go tell your husbands, go tell your kids, your family, your foes, your friends, your frenemies that we are back and live on Monday nights, okay? Big shout out to all of our friends and family of the broadcast on social media land, in social media land, via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as our listeners who are calling in and those who are logged on via lifestyleempowerment.com. Thank you guys so much for all of the love and support that you're constantly showing, and we really appreciate you guys being a part of the Authentic Cat Nation, all right? So, let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to jump into our topic, navigating your life, all right? It's your boy, Arsene Louison. It's the Lifestyle Empowerment Broadcast. It's your girl, Jessica Extra. We will be right back, folks.
Crazy, yeah. Hey, yo, King, first.
Says everyone wants to be rich and be famous, you know, but we're only successful when we stay in our lane. We all have a lane that, you know, that we're called to. And, you know, that's where you're successful. So you got to do you. You got to stay in your lane. So that was Kiara Shared, and the song was Lane. And we're back. Lifestyle Empowerment Broadcast. We're back from our break. We had to pay some bills. I always wanted to say that. We're taking a break so you can pay some bills. So, we have to pay some bills, but not really, but really. But I'm so excited to be here, and I'm so excited to dive right into our session this week. So just to give you a brief synopsis, this season we're talking about navigating your life. Last week we started out the season with me just talking a little bit about my journey and talking to you guys a little bit about how I navigated. You know, I have a lot of people that follow my life and follow me on social media and they follow my brands and my businesses. And, the question is always, well, how did you get there? How did you navigate? How do you get these opportunities? You know, a lot of people ask me, how do you navigate opportunities? And, so last week I spoke about, what is the main thing that helps me to navigate opportunities? And I chose to speak about faith. Because for me, faith was my GPS. You know, when I felt lost in life, when I felt like I didn't know where I was, I didn't know where I was going, like I said last week, I had everything that you would think would be important to a young man, everything that you would think that would be satisfying, and everything that you would think that would allow me to feel successful, but those things became bars that imprisoned me. They became things that I was able to hide behind. And I got to a place in my life where I said, hey, there has to be something more. Like, I feel unfulfilled. And I dropped everything. I disconnected from everything and everyone. And then I had to go back to my faith. Like, what do I believe? What do I believe about myself? What do I believe about my purpose and my calling? What do I believe about what I feel like I was put here to do, you know? And so it was my faith, you know, for me. And, you know, I let everyone know I'm not ashamed. I'm a Christian. And it was really my faith that kind of brought me back to where I was supposed to be. It was my faith that allowed me to find myself. You know, it was my faith that became my GPS to help me figure out where I was, where I was going, you know, and where I needed to be. So that's the synopsis of last weekend. What you can do, you can go to lifestyleempowerment.com and you can download the episodes and you can, you know, link them and you can listen to it as a podcast. So I want to jump into this week, and I'm so excited about this week because, one, I have Jessica here with me, and she's definitely going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing co-host. So what do you do when you feel lost? First, what I want to do is I want to read you guys an excerpt from my book. All right, it's going to be released on my birthday. Woo-hoo! September 9th. 2016. No, I was not born in 2016, but it will be released on my birthday, September 9th, in the year 2016, which is going to be this year. So I'm going to read you an excerpt from the opening of my book, and this is chapter 3, and chapter 3 is key number 3, and it's your calling is directional. And so this is what it says. Hold on a minute, because, you know, technology has a way of interrupting your life. Okay, here we go. So it says, our deepest calling is to grow in our own authentic selfhood, whether or not it conforms to some image of who we ought to be. As we do so, we will not only find the joy that every human being seeks, we will also find our path of authentic service in the world. And that quote is from Parker Palmer. So the excerpt reads as this. Your calling is all about finding and connecting to the direction of your personal purpose. It's your individual life journey. It's a strong desire to do a specific kind of work in a certain field, industry, vocation, or occupation. Calling is synonymous with movement because our lives are drawn in the direction of what we were designed to do. For example, the pen is called to the paper. But the pen is called to the paper because it was designed to write on it. The seed is called to the ground because its potential is designed to be extracted from within it. And the bird is called to the air because that's the environment it thrives in. Every human being has a calling, but it's up to the individual to realize and answer that call. Calling is innate. It's intuitive. It can be awakened by the realization of identity and purpose or be the catalyst for their discovery. Even though seeds need to be placed in the ground, you don't have to tell a seed to grow in the ground. Once it has what it needs, it just grows. The same with a pen. You don't have to teach it how to write. Once it works and is in the hand of a ready writer, it writes. Likewise with a bird. You don't have to show a bird how to fly. If it has wings and is faced with the right challenge, it will surely fly. There is no cookie-cutter formula to discovering your calling. The process of time, understanding, and maturity all work together in making you self-aware, and as you experience life, you will become naturally inclined. Calling is directly connected to who you are and why you are. If identity speaks of who you are as an individual and purpose speaks of why you are here specifically, then calling is the third wheel telling of the direction you should be going. And that is that's the paragraph. That's the intro to chapter 3 of my book. So I really wanted to stress a part on the beginning where it says your calling is all about finding and connecting to the direction of your personal purpose. So I feel like calling is directional. You know, and the whole premise of the whole idea of this broadcast, this season 5, is navigating your life. So the question today is, how do you even know that you're lost? Last week we spoke about what do you do when you feel lost. But this week, how do you even know that you're lost? Like, literally, how do you know that you're lost? How do you know that your loss. I got a few inboxes and emails today from individuals that were saying to me, you know, I feel so lost. Like, I don't know where I am in life. I don't know what I should be doing. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. Well, you fall into the right place because we're going to have a conversation about this tonight. So how do you know that you're lost? So I think about the question in both forms. I think about it in life, but then I think about it in life. You know what I mean? Like in life, like real life, like life that we're living in technology, in a society, in a city. What do you do when you feel lost? Like if I'm on my way to work and I'm going to a place that I've never been, what do I do when I feel lost? The first thing that I do is I pull out my GPS. You know, I look for my GPS because the GPS will let me know. If I know where I'm going, the GPS will let me know exactly where I am. And then I'll be able to put in the right direction or the right end in the place that I would like to end. I'll put that in the GPS and it'll give me a map. It'll map out where I need to go, right? So what about when you feel lost, right, and you can't find your way and you want to connect to a map or a GPS, but you don't have a signal? You know, sometimes in life, we have an idea of where we want to go. We have an idea of what we should be doing. We have an idea of what our gifts and our talents and our skills are, you know, but we might not have the right connection. We may not be able to connect to a signal. We may not be able to really connect. For example, I was speaking to someone earlier, and they said that, you know, they feel lost, you know, and they feel like they can't connect. It's like they know where they should be going, but they just can't find it. They can't connect. Well, this is what we're going to talk about tonight on this broadcast. What do we do when we feel like we can't connect? How do you connect? How do you connect to the right Wi-Fi? You know what I mean? How do you connect to the right people and places and things that will allow you to find your place, that will allow you to move in the direction of your calling? The other thing is, you know, how do you really know that you're lost? You know that you're lost when you don't recognize where you are. Sometimes in life, you know, we are in places that are not familiar. Sometimes life will challenge us to enter places and to take on responsibilities that are totally unfamiliar for us. And we just, you know, we ask ourselves the question, well, wait a minute, where am I? Like, I can't connect to my purpose, and I don't recognize this place. This place is foreign to me. You know, this place is a place that I've never been before. And we all of us, you know, and it's a part of life because we live life in stages. So we're going to, if you're living life to the fullest and if you're maximizing your potential, you're going to always find yourself for every level and every stage in life. You're going to find yourself in a place that is unfamiliar. This is a given. You know, these are things that we can't run away from. So really, how do you know that you're lost? That's the real question. You know, and I want Jessica to kind of chime in here. You know, Jessica, you know, let's have a conversation about this. How do you know that you're lost? Because again,
if I'm on my way to a place, right?
And again, I can only use a word because I have definitely been late to work a few times. And mainly because I didn't know where I was going. I knew what stop to get off. Once I got off the stop, I really didn't know where to go. So I had to depend heavily on my GPS to help me get there. You know, how do you know when you're lost, Jessica?
First of all, that was me this morning when I went to work. Because I thought I was shooting, and I looked at my road map, right? And it told me I was 0.9 miles away from the road. I was like, oh, this time, like, I can walk that. And I said, no, I can't. It's hot. I'm not doing this. So, okay, I'm going to get on the train. But then I know that the train aren't running between 12 and 3. And it was 12:45. I finally found maybe like six blocks away from my job, and I lost it. I'm in the big neighborhood, so I'm like, I've never walked this far away from my job because I live in the opposite direction.
That's great. That what you just said was so dope. Though you said, I've never walked this far away from my job. And I feel like people are saying that about their destiny. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's a part of when you feel like you're lost, you know, a lot of times that feeling is because we've walked far away from our destiny. Whether we're aware of what our destiny and our purpose is or not, you can feel it because it's innate. You know what I mean? So I'm sorry, not to cut you. Okay.
No, that's true because it reminds me of. So I was like, yo, I want to be in media, right? So I was like, I'm gonna do everything that's media related, like as I understand it. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna be on a radio show. I'm going to do like all this stuff, anything that has to do with like the radio. So I'm on the radio, and while I'm on the radio, I'm enjoying it. I'm having a great time, but something doesn't feel right. It's media, but it just doesn't feel right. And I was like, I can't keep doing this because this doesn't feel right. In my mind, it made sense. It's going in the direction I believe I should be going in, but it's not. It doesn't fit me. Like, it doesn't fit well. So I had to leave that alone, and I was kind of disappointed because I didn't understand. Like, I thought this is the direction I should be going in. I thought, okay, I'm doing media. This makes sense. But once I left it, I wasn't in college at that time. But
I think it was right after, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was right after. I left college confused.
Mm-hmm.
I left college more confused than I went.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, college is one of those tools that we're told that it's to help us figure out how, like which way we're going. And I learned more than anything. So I guess for me, like finding out if I was lost, it really was. I just didn't feel settled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know it's not good to feel comfortable.
I think there's a big difference between being comfort. I think there's a big difference between comfort and being settled. You know, being settled doesn't mean that you're in your comfort zone. Being settled is more of an idea or a feeling of assurance, where it's like I can be in an uncomfortable place where I can be settled. You know, I can be settled in an uncomfortable place. So going back to what you were saying, sorry, we're experiencing just a few technical difficulties here. So, you know, just be patient with us, guys. Hold on. We're getting a little bit of feedback. Hold on. Okay, good. So like Jessica, so you were basically saying that you felt more lost. Because again, the question is, how do you know that you're lost? And you said you left college feeling more lost than you did when you were entering. So let's, you know, tell me, why do you think you felt like that?
So
I went into college and I thought I knew what I wanted. I was like, I want to write books, so I'm going to be an English major. So I went in with that mindset, secure. And then I got halfway through, and I got into a program, and the program began to show me things that I didn't even know existed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got to travel to different countries. I didn't pay for it. I got to meet different people. I saw penguins in the middle of ocean. I saw where the Atlantic and the Pacific or Indian Ocean meet. I got to see animals that I didn't even know existed. And I also went to like different states in the United States, and I went to Harvard for the first time in my life. and coming from Southside Jamaica Queens, you never think that you're going to honor. I'm also working at Yale, and I never thought I would see Yale. But once I was exposed to the upper echelon, right? Because I was staying in hotels, eating expensive meals, like I was living life. But once I saw that, like once I saw that there was more than what I thought I was in for, that's when I realized something's not right. I was like, if this exists,
and I can touch it, taste it, and experience it right now, this means that I can experience it in my life. So then my original plan of, okay, I'm just going to go in and do this thing, totally changed because I saw some different perspectives. And once I saw the different perspectives, that's when I realized that I was really wrong.
Okay.
I was like, wow, there's more.
You know, really good. You know what? Because what I want to say to piggyback on that, and again, I think all of those experiences are so necessary because sometimes you figure out what you want to do or where you should be going by experiencing where you shouldn't be or by doing what you shouldn't be doing. You know, so like, for example, what I like to say is, like, so the first key that I want you guys to take note of is when you feel lost, right, the first thing that I feel like you should do is you got to figure out where you are. You know, you got to figure out where you are in life. You got to figure out where you are. You know, our hashtag is what's your 20? You know, where are you? You know, that's a really good question that I feel like we should be asking ourselves. Because when you feel lost, of course, we know that we feel lost when, you know, when we feel disconnected. You know that we feel lost when we don't know exactly where we are. And, again, this is in life. You know, I think, again, we've all felt disconnected from our purpose. And even if you don't even know that it's your purpose that you feel disconnected, you feel awkward. You know, a lot of times we enter these moments in our life where we feel like, wow, you know, everyone is doing something that's meaningful, you know. What am I doing with myself? Because sometimes you can see your friends or your family or just different people that are doing things, and you want to ask yourself the question, well, wow, what should I be doing? Like, am I doing what I should be doing? And I think that's a good thing to ask those questions. And sometimes I feel like it's a good thing to feel lost because I believe that we get the right answers when we ask the right questions. And sometimes we need to be in a position – where we don't know so we can ask those questions, you know, where we don't know so we can ask those questions. So I think the first thing is when you feel lost, you have to figure out where you are. Where are you on the map? Where are you in life? Look at your life and say, okay, these are all of the things in my life. These are all the definites in my life. This is where I am. I am this age, you know, because sometimes you don't know where to start. So start with the things that you know that are right, the things that you know that are fact, the things that you know that are real. This is my age. These are the things that I've accomplished in my life. These are the places that I've been. These are the things that I feel like I should be doing, or these are the things that I feel like I was put here in the world to change. These are the things that I feel like I was put here in this world to do. You know, just make a list. Make a list, and that list will help you figure out where you are. You know, sometimes before you can figure out where you're going, you need to figure out where you are. You know, if I don't know where I am and I know I'm trying to get to a certain location, then great, I see the location on the map, but how do I get there? I need to know first where I am that I want to share. You have to know where you are. And like, and so also to add in what Jessica was saying, you know, sometimes in life you have all of these experiences that they add value to your life, even though you might not know that they add value to your life. You know, Jessica talked about a little bit about the program that she entered. You know, and she entered college, and college kind of like she knew what she wanted to do when she entered college, but she got there and then left, and she was confused because what she thought she wanted to do is not what she actually wanted to do.
But that experience for her helped her figure out or moved her closer. She felt lost, but it moved her closer to where she should be going or to the place that she should have been, you know. So that's the first thing. You have to figure out where you are. And then the second thing is you have to figure out where you're going. You know, where are you going? What do you feel your calling is? You know, and again, like I said, calling is directional, and calling is really about figuring out connecting to the direction of your personal purpose. You know, what are the things in life that you're passionate about? You know, it's not just a how to get rich quick, or it's not just jargon that we're talking about purpose and calling, but this is about the reason that you're here. You know, you are here. Your life matters. You know, Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, your life matters. If your life didn't matter, then you wouldn't be here. If there wasn't a purpose for your life, you would not have been created, you know. So our mission in life, or part of our assignment in life, is to really figure out, you know, what is the direction of the calling, of our calling, and what should we be doing. So figuring out where you are, and then also figuring out where should I be going, where am I going? You know, what is my passion in life? What should I be doing? You know, what type of people do I connect with? Because sometimes if we have people in our lives that, you know, some people say, oh, well, I got all these people in my life and I don't like my friends and, you know, I don't like the people that I hang out with and my circle is so small, and all of that is great. But do you know that your circle exists primarily because of you? Like, your circle exists because of you. Like, birds of a feather really do flock together. And you do really do attract who you are. You attract who you are. So if there's something about the people that are around you that you don't like, then you really need to look in the mirror and say, well, what is it about me? And the good thing, the good news is that can change. You can change that. You know, you can change it. You can put yourself around people that are doing something that you would like to do. Put yourself around people, or put yourself in an arena where you're not the biggest fish, and, you know, you're around people that are doing something that you would like to do. That stuff can change. You can definitely change that. So the first key, know where you are. Figure out where you are. Second key, figure out where you are going, okay? We got to figure out where we're going. So those are going to be our two keys for the night, our two points for the night. We're going to take a short commercial break. We will be right back with some more good stuff, right? Oh, so also, you can hashtag. Why don't you hashtag? Why don't you talk to us? Follow us on Twitter. We're, our handle is at Lifestyle Empower. That is LIFESTYL. You know, the hashtag that we're using for tonight is hashtag What's Your 20. Where are you? Why don't you talk to us? We want to know where you are, okay? We'll be right back. Lifestyle Empowerment Broadcast.
Yeah. Well, turn me on. I ain't in the physical. That's way too typical. I'm more in the lyrical. Cause what comes out of your mouth is what you feel in your heart. And whatever you love is what sets you apart. I got my radio on and my windows up. And my doors is locked and it's sounds so tough. You should be in the different things. Me, I'm in the real things. I ain't listening to songs to rock to the beat. I'm more in the content. I listen to topics. Inspired spiral to bring knowledge to the streets. And I never really had no friends. I'm my downloads. God and my fam. Oh, yeah. Well, here we go, well, here we go, radio. What I got is on, I can't leave this music, it never left me soon. What I got is on, my whole life is musical, this radio, turn it over, something that I let it do on. And you can see how I feel, standing by myself, just my headphones on. And I ain't gotta say no words, listen to my song. It's my radio, it's my radio, it's my radio, it's my best friend. Play on my favorite thing. It's my radio, it's my radio. It's when it's my radio. Pop, Chanel, baby, it's my radio. Oh, even when I check, turn down the volume and leave the radio on. What more can I say? And if you don't like the song, then blame the DJ. You're feeling the song, call back the DJ. And if you're really for the song, collect the CD. What I call real music is what people don't get in tune with. What I call bad music is what people call amusement. And now music has changed. All for the dollars, all for the change. And now music has changed. All for the dollars, all for the change. And I ain't crazy for the coins, I ain't psycho for the paper. I'm just trying to make a change. Well, here we go, well, here we go, radio. What I got is on, I can't leave this music, it never left me soon. What I got is on, my whole life is musical, this radio, turn it over, something that I never do on. And you can see how I feel, sitting by myself, just my head going on, on. And I ain't gotta say no words, listen to my song. It's my radio, it's my radio, it's my radio. Play on my favorite thing. It's my radio, it's my radio, it's my radio. Back to the nail game, it's my radio. Oh, even when I say it's not the volume, and lead the radio. When it's fluent, when it's on, you can cruise with. To be truthful, music is useless. This is ignorant, no thought, but they're selling it. What it means is stupid. Artists that do shit.
All right, we're back from our commercial break. Had to pay some bills. Had to pay some bills. So we're back from our commercial break. So we're going to jump into segment three, and this is a segment that I'm so excited about. So this segment is called What's Your 20? Hashtag What's Your 20? So what is your 20? And for those of you who don't know, What's Your 20 is a term that is used by truckers, or, you know, anytime you use a radio. I know when I worked for Gap and H&M, you know, they would say, you know, manager on duty, what's your 20? Or Ricardo, what's your 20? So what's your 20 basically means, where are you? Where are you located? So I'm excited about this this segment, and I'm going to turn it over to Jessica because she has some really good stuff to talk to you guys about.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Oh, you can hear me? All right. So I am here to talk to you about, well, first I want to say pull out your glasses because I shall pour you some tea today, and it is good. So today, if you have Facebook, Twitter, or any kind of social media, you have heard about the drama surrounding The Real and Tamar's leave or fire, whatever happened, right? But we heard about Tamar Braxton and The Real. So I don't know if everyone's listening knows who or what The Real is, right? So I'm just going to give you a little background. So my information is coming from IMDb.com, and The Real is an American talk show, and it's a panel show that features five outspoken female hosts who are going through varied life experiences, such as motherhood, new marriages, and experiencing the single life. And the hosts, who all admit to being works in progress, bring their unique perspectives to topics ranging from day-to-day news to beauty, fashion, relationships, and their own personal lives. The people who are on this show are Tamar Braxton, well, no longer, Lonnie Love, Adrian Bellon, Jeannie Mai, and Tamara Mowry Housley, right? Their first show was July 15, 2013. I remember because I made sure I watched, because I was like, ooh, Tamar and Tamara on the same show? This is going to be good. So I have watched this show since it aired, and I haven't missed like one episode. And so today the news broke that Tamar is no longer with the show. The source I'm using now is People.com, like People magazine, right? And before we heard an actual statement from The Real, we heard a statement from Tamar, because Tamar can't help but make a statement whenever something happens. That's Tamar, right? So she says, and I quote, "I wish I had a Tamar Braxton voice. I would kill this." She says, "I love you all, but I have been stabbed in the back by someone I stupidly trusted. Parentheses, not my man or my sister. I am not about to be tried and tested to snitch, and it's not in good taste to tell you who. But as Tamartians, you are very smart and can figure things out on your own. But know that everyone who smiles in your face is not your friend and is not cheering for you and will lie and try to tear you down to try and dim your light. Thank God he holds my future in my hands. End quote. That was my best I could give y'all. That was really, I tried. So we heard that from Tamar first, right? And I don't think I saw the date. Well, I mean, well, I like Tamar, so I can't really say anything. But I never really thought about Tamar not being a part of the reel. And later on the show, they made like a joint statement. We all don't believe it. I don't believe it. It doesn't matter if you like Tamar or not. You don't believe it. The statement says that she will be leaving in order to concentrate on her solo career. Everyone associated with the reel appreciates Tamar's efforts and the contributions she has made to the show's success. And we wish her all the best for the future. The other tea is that this is why this is so hard to believe, because the other tea is that Tamar has unfollowed the reel and everybody else on the panel except Tamara. Because we all know Tamara and Tamar was tight. But so if we take that message she put on the gram and we take that, the fact that she unfollowed everybody, and we put that up to this statement from the people in the real, like, that, it doesn't make sense. Like, none of this makes sense. So I talk about this in light of calling and knowing where you are, because what happened here with Tamar is a perfect example of being moved from one place into another place. However you got moved, whoever moved you, I don't know who moved you or what happened, but there was a movement. And it's very similar to like what happened with me. I didn't want to be a part of that program that I was in, but I applied against my will. I applied against my will. I didn't want to do this, just like I'm sure Tamar didn't want to get kicked off the rail. And although I was forced into applying to this program, it opened my eyes and showed me so many different things. And although I'm sure Tamar has experienced a lot of hurt from whatever has happened, and I'm sure other people involved have as well, I do believe that this is, like, of course, not the end for Tamar Braxton. This will never be the end for Tamar Braxton, right? But I do believe that this gives her an opportunity to see other things and other avenues that she can also go down. You know, really finding out, okay, what is it that's pulling me from where I am to where I should go? And sometimes we won't realize what that thing is until we're disconnected from the things that we're already a part of. So I hope, my hope for Tamar is that this really, you know, does that for her. And I mean, we have a whole different example, you know, with Michael Strahan, who...
yes, let me jump in on that.
Go ahead.
I feel like with the whole thing happening with the reel, and then also what happened with Michael Strahan and Kelly Ripa on Live, is that, you know, for example, I can imagine how Tamar feels, you know, especially when we say, what do you do when you feel lost in life? Sometimes you can't control the circumstances or the opportunities or the situations that happen, you know, and sometimes those are the things that cause us to feel lost, you know what I mean? But I feel like if you're always connected to your GPS, no matter what happens, no matter how lost you feel, you'll always be able to identify where you are. And if you have an idea of where you're going or what you're called to, no matter what happens, you will always move or keep moving in the direction of your calling. Because, again, this for Tamar, this isn't the first opportunity that she had. And it's so funny that they would say she's doing this to focus on her solo career. She was still doing Dancing with the Stars. She was still doing the Braxton. She was still doing Tamar Events. She's still doing her album. She's still focusing on her career. You know, so that, I think that was definitely hogwash, because I'm saying she's trying to focus on her career. But then the other thing is with Michael Strahan is that when you look at, you know, and I look at it from two perspectives, is you look at Kelly, where when her show first started was Live with Regis and Kelly, right? And then, not Regis and Kelly, Regis and Kathy Lee back in the day.
Yeah.
And Kathy Lee left, and then it became Live with Regis, and he had to find a co-host,
right?
And then it became Live with Regis and Kelly,
right.
And then Regis left,
So then it became Live with Kelly. Then Kelly had to find a co-host. Then it became Live with Michael and Kelly. Right? Now Michael is gone and it's back to Live with Kelly and she has to find another co-host. So I look at it from the perspective, I know she might be hurt. I know she might be Kelly Ripper. She might be hurt. She might be confused. She might feel sidetracked. But at the same time, I look at Michael Strahan and I look at his perspective where, who knows, like, he may have felt lost. You know, just because you've reached a destination in your life doesn't mean you have reached the final destination. So for him, this could have been a stop in his journey that he was ready to move on from to get to the next place. So I can only imagine how he felt. He could have felt lost. He could have felt like, you know, where am I? And it's okay for him to feel that way without feeling like, you know, feelings are going to be hurt because you don't always want people to move on to do different things. You don't always want, you know, you may wish the best for someone, but you may not always want them to leave it, you know. So it's an interesting place to be because, again, they're both in a place where it's like, where am I? And you have to ask yourself that question, where am I? And if you know where you're going, you will always be able to find your place and find yourself and move into the next thing.
This is the difference between Michael and Tamar, right? So Michael put in a 2-week notice. You understand what I'm saying? So he already knew that he was already had plans to do something else. If no one knows, he is hosting with Good Morning America, like, full-time. Like, he's doing that. But he already had, like, he knew that was what, that's the next thing. Tamar, on the other hand, this just happened out of nowhere.
Right.
And you could tell because all of the statements are, like, differing. All the statements don't agree. They're not on the same accord. So, like, this is how you know that something, like, sideways happened. But with Michael, it wasn't sideways. The whole thing was that Kelly was like, all right, like, Kelly has been through a lot with this show. Like, she's seen people come. She's seen people go. And my thing is, I don't know how to sound. Why is she still there?
No, but here's what I'm saying with the whole situation. And it is true that it is different. It's different for both of them, for Michael and for Tamar. Two different situations, two different circumstances. But I feel the commonality is that at the end of the day, the individual has to know where they're going. Because Tamar, her spirit can be broken. She could fall into a depression. You know, so many different things can happen. But if you understand where you're going, then it makes a difference. Because then disappointment doesn't break you. It just becomes an opportunity to try again. It just becomes an opportunity to really dive into something different. You know, disappointment, it doesn't really speak to your ability, you know, because it's based on situations and circumstances. But I feel like if you have an idea of where you're going, then you can use every disappointment as a stepping stone. You know, I'm disappointed here. It's embarrassing. I'm in front of the whole world. This is happening to me. But you know what? It's not going to break me because, again, this is not my final destination. I'm on my way to someplace, and this is just has been used to get me to the next place.
That's the difference I see
with Michael, that he already knew that, all right, look, this is not my final destination. Like, he knew that. That's why he put in a 2-week notice. It was like, all right, I will be leaving because I have plans to do ABC. Tamar, one morning, she's not there no more. And so the big difference here is that Michael knew what was coming next, and it seems like what happened with Tamar in the real, nobody knew what was actually coming, and I really am looking forward to seeing how Tamar, like, this doesn't set Tamar back anyway, because one, Tamar still got money, and she will always have money, you know what I mean? Money's not the problem here, it's direction. My thing is, I really want to see where Tamar goes after this. And I don't mean just in her music because, you know, she could get bitter and angry and create dope music and sell mad records because how many people is out here, you know, bitter and angry about what happened in their life? Like, she could sell off of this, right? But, like, I'm really looking to see, okay, The Real was a great opportunity Like, and no matter how you look at it, no matter who stabbed you in the back, it was a great opportunity. It ended very sour, right? You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, right, they said that the article from that I'm reading from on people.com said that they performed, and also on BET, that the network performed focus groups, and that the focus groups were saying, allegedly, this, I wasn't there, so everything's alleged, but the focus groups were saying she didn't read well, like, with the audience, and that people really, and also advertisers were like, yeah, she doesn't read well with us either.
But here's the thing with that, is that because we weren't there at the focus groups, we don't know who they surveyed.
True.
For all we know, they could have surveyed middle-aged women from middle America that, you know, that are stay-at-home moms. You know what I mean? So we don't know. But at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, we can relate to them both because this is what happens in life. You know what I mean? You never really know what is going to happen in life to knock you off your horse, to knock you off your beast. You know what I mean? You never know what's going to happen in life that will set you back or cause you to feel lost, because you could be on top of the world one day and then the next day you wake up and everything crashed. And I think it really resonates with people who feel lost, you know, with people who are asking the question, like, you know, what do I do now? What do I do now? And I think at the end of the day, what makes the difference and looking at their lives, and again, I'm excited to see what she does from here, because again, this is not the first talk show that she was on. She was on that show with Tiny. It was like a late night show, you know, on BET. It was Tamar. It was Tiny's show, but Tamar was like one of the co-hosts, and it was another girl. Yeah, you know, so this is not, again, that led to another opportunity. So even though The Real was a great opportunity, let's see what's going to come out of this. And then for Michael Strahan, you know, he's already on GMA. You know, he's a correspondent on GMA. He's a co-host on GMA. Then he's going to be hosting a game show. Like, you know, there's so many things that he's already in the works for. But saying all that to say, you know, at the end of the day, folks, you know, when you feel lost, you know, and you're not sure what's happening in your life or, you know, what's the next step or what you should be doing, the first thing, remember, your faith becomes your GPS. If nobody else believes in you, you have to believe in yourself, you know, and it makes sense for us to all believe in something bigger than ourselves. Because, or someone bigger than ourselves, because if you don't, then you leave all the weight and the pressure of living life on you. You know, when you have faith and you believe in God and know that there's someone that is bigger than you and they have an ultimate plan, it takes a lot of the weight off of you. You know, there's someone bigger than you. There's someone bigger than you that has a plan. If you weren't supposed to be here, you would not have been here. And then when you feel like you're lost, first thing, figure, not only is faith a big important part, because you have to believe in God, then believe in yourself, but then know where you are. Figure out where you are. You may not be in a great place, but at least you know where you are. So you have to say, where am I in life? What are the concrete things that I can say that this is honestly what's real in my life now? And then when you figure that out, then you can start to ask yourself the question, well, where am I going? Where am I supposed to be? Where do I feel like I'm being pulled to? You know, what direction in life? You know, I know I'm gifted and I'm talented in certain areas. Is this the area that I want to go? You know? So it was a great broadcast. I had such a good time with you guys today. Follow us on social media, the broadcast is on Twitter at Lifestyle Empower. That's LIFESTYLEMPOWER. You can follow me. I am on Instagram at Our Style of Life. I'm on Facebook at Our Style of Louisiana. I'm on Twitter at Our Style of Life. I know Jessica, you know, let them know where they can find you and they
can
follow
you
as well.
Jessica Daniel Powell on Facebook, J Daniel Powell on Twitter, and X_JDP on Instagram.
All right, and also, you guys, all of you Authentic Cats, have been the reason for the birth of Authentic Cat Nation. So follow Authentic Cat Nation on Instagram at Authentic Cat Nation and on Facebook at Authentic Cat Nation. Thank you guys so much for being with us tonight on the broadcast. We hope to see you soon. We hope to talk to you guys soon. And we'll see you next week, all right? So get ready for another wonderful night of Authentic Talk with your hosts, Our Style of Life, and Jessica Danielle Powell. See you guys next week. Have an amazing week. Peace out.
From pain that seems to never end.